There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Preston's report card.
The professor is in. The Ravens win 41-10 over the Denver Broncos. What did quarterback Lamar Jackson get, Mike?
Got an A. You know, 16 of 19, 280 yards, three touchdowns. Quarterback rating, a perfect 158.3.
You not have a plus on your keyboard?
I don't do pluses.
Oh, do you do B pluses?
It ain't happening. It ain't happening.
Perfect passer rating, A.
You can't play a perfect game. And let's go through this, okay, a little bit. I mean, like fumble two, three snaps. Which Brian, by the way, and you don't know who was causing the problems with
Linderbaum,
those snaps.
The guy you gave the
but you
MVP
just
to.
Picked on Linderbaum because I went out and just said the guy played a great game. You know, but that's
you're
typical.
Catching on.
there were like a one or two. Like if he hits Zay Flowers in stride, he's still running.
Yeah.
But
first series of the game, getting sacked and taking out of field goal range.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean. You can't play a perfect game. Nobody ever plays a perfect game. You just don't. And I've talked to pro players about it the whole time, and you know they agree. You don't. You strive for it, but you can't do that. So that's why you never get an A+. But you get an A. That's a pretty good day.
Running backs:
Derrick Henry, 23 carries, 106 yards. You know, and then Justice Hill comes in and. You know, he has three catches for 43 yards. And man, they love that little wheel route up the sideline sometimes. That's a game breaker there. So they get A-.
Offensive line.
Get an A-. I mean, I thought their short yardage situations were very good and they knocked guys off the ball. But they got to stop this holding. Carry, just stop. All right, you're going to
hold sometimes when it wouldn't even help the play.
It doesn't need it. Yeah. I mean, you got to stop that, man. So they get an A-. Wide receivers: Zay Flowers, 5 catches, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns, and that catch over in the middle at the end of the half, first half. That's impressive. So I gave them a B+ just because they really didn't have that much of an impact. But when you look at their average of what they did in that game. Pretty impressive, but they get a B+.
D-line, you didn't like the D-line too much.
Defensive line, I thought they did okay, but they're banged up. I mean, you got a lot of guys that they brought up. They brought two guys up for from the scout team just to play in this game. But overall, Broderick Washington, 6 tackles. That's impressive. They get a C+. Linebackers, Trent Simpson. Their outside linebackers were very good yesterday. Trent Simpson, Tavius Robinson had 2 sacks. Simpson had 9 tackles. Malik Harrison had... 4 tackles. So, overall, they did okay. I still want to see more of a pass rush from these guys. Where they get after the quarterback, because I think that's going to be a major part. And we'll see what happens. Trade deadline's tomorrow. We'll see
what about the secondary?
There. Secondary, I like the things they tried. They attempted to do some things differently. Marcus Williams, hey man, I've been on this guy the whole year. He has 3 tackles. To me, that's a pretty good day. He's around the ball. You know, there were a couple times where he's, like, backing off the ball 10, 15 yards, but that's by design. But the other times, he was up near the line of scrimmage. Kyle Hamilton had 10 tackles. Nate Wiggins and Marlon Humphrey back in the lineup. So I gave them a C. There's still room for improvement there, but it's okay.
Special teams.
Special teams. Tucker hits a 33 and 37-yard field goals, but, man, Some of those were kind of ugly.
Weren't they?
Barely the inside the post.
The 37-yard one. I thought it was going to be no good.
Yeah, and then I'm like, uh-oh. We're still talking about Justin Tucker now for another week because that's the way it goes. Stout, 49 yards on two punts.
He booms it, man.
Yes, he does. And Wallace had a punt return of 21 yards. Chris Collier had a kickoff return of 30 yards. That's a pretty good day for a special team. So they get a B.
Darius Washington also two tackles.
Yeah. Yeah. And coaching.
And a pickle.
You know, when you rebound after the way they got their butts kicked, I mean, they got physically handled in Cleveland. There is no other way to put it. They just got beat up, and they responded and rebounded well. They came out. Their offense was in a groove. They were kind of in a zone. Defense, they're at least trying to do some things. They're getting a little bit better. So coaching overall gets a B.
There you go. Thank you very much, Mike Preston. You can go to Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, if you want to read his report card in its entirety as the Baltimore Ravens went 41-10 over the Denver Broncos yesterday. Ed, you and I didn't see that much of a beatdown coming. We thought the Ravens would win it, but not that much of a beatdown.
Yeah, I thought they'd beat the Broncos, but I didn't think that. No, I did not see a 31-point difference, particularly because the Broncos' defense was so highly touted coming into the game. Third in the NFL, in yards given up, didn't seem to faze the Ravens one bit. So they did what they wanted.
Jeremy, you had a beatdown.
Yeah, Ravens were my lock yesterday. It's funny, this year I picked them three times. And it was Buffalo, Washington, and this one. I thought they were all mismatches. And the weird thing about the Washington game was we all felt like they dominated, but the score didn't necessarily show it. When they're on like this, and especially after losses, I always think this team's going to step up. I don't know if that's a hardball thing or what, but coming back home. And if you honestly take a look at the Denver Broncos, and I'm not trying to trash them, you have a rookie quarterback that's not very good. They've been winning because their defense is pretty damn good. And they've beaten four of the worst teams in the league. You know, like, they beat the Bucks, the Panthers, the Jets, all those teams. And who else was it? The Saints. You know, and then there was another team.
The upstart Saints.
They beat them after they started up.
All right.
So, but no, like, you look at them and you're going, okay, I think there's something there from the defensive side. I still wonder about the offense. Right. They're winning ugly. Can Bo Nix do anything? And look, they're going to have some growing pains. Maybe there is something there. I think he runs the football efficiently. I don't like him as a thrower. Just don't.
I'm not impressed with him either. I was less impressed with him after yesterday. I thought maybe there was a little something there. And then yesterday, just watching him, like, nah, I don't see it. Like we saw last year when C.J. Stroud came into town, week one, something there.
Mm-hmm.
We saw before he came to town, but the kid from Washington, there's something there.
Daniels.
I don't see it with this guy, Bo Nix, man. I'm like, nah, I'm not seeing it.
I think he's average at best, but I don't think he's special. I think the other guys that you talked about were special. He's not special. He's just average.
I think at his best, he ends up being Ryan Tannehill. Like, I think that's at his best. Runs a little bit. Not devoid of talent, but, like, I don't know that it's made for this league. He's going to be a manager of the game, in my opinion.
I'm with you on that, honestly. I don't get it. I don't get it with him.
I don't get that one.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Good Ravens win. As good as Lamar Jackson has been this year, should Derrick Henry get equal consideration for MVP this season? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day, too. I think he should get consideration, but I think when it's all said and done, let's be honest with you.
The quarterback's award.
It's going to go to a quarterback.
Yeah.
It always does. Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, it is. It's a quarterback's award. Unless they're going to do something like baseball, where you have a Cy Young and an MVP.
It's just the way it is.
I'm okay with that.
No, it's stupid.
Okay.
Then call it a quarterback award.
Okay, I'm okay with that,
then
too.
Then call it the MVQ if you want. Because I'm okay with that, dumb. Too. Everybody's playing the game. It's not like Derrick Henry's coming in. What if he has the best season a running back's ever had? Mm-hmm. In the history of this league, with touchdowns, yards, everything, and then he can't get consideration for it because Office he doesn't throw the ball. It's BS.
I agree. I think if you're that great and you're that good, then you should be in consideration and has nothing to do with what position you play because they just give it to the quarterback every year.
Yeah, and baseball doesn't matter. A pitcher can win the MVP. A hitter can win it. It doesn't matter if you're a DH. Shohei just did that. Like, If you're going to call it the most valuable player, then actually look at it. It's not a quarterback award. You can do that all you want, but it's not a quarterback award.
Wait, how I feel. I've been saying that for a long time. I think it's ridiculous. Because why even have it?
I hate that they call it most valuable player, too. Call it most outstanding, MOP. It's not. You can't judge value by a player. What are you going to do, put him on another team and see how he does? Stupid.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, Mike, after coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, what was the biggest takeaway from this game yesterday?
Intensity. They got it back. I mean, that's what you want to see. I mean, they got handled pretty well in Cleveland on both sides of the ball. This time, they came out and they were the aggressors. They took it back. They wanted the line of scrimmage. They controlled it. And pass rush. They slowed Denver's pass rush, and then that was essential going into the game. So they did everything they needed to do to take care of business. Still like to see a little bit more improvement out of the defense. But for the most part, when you beat a team by 31 points, that's a pretty good day.
Hey, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you about the offensive line play. Because going into the game, the Broncos are second behind the Giants in sacks this season. Lamar really wasn't touched. I mean, I think they did a really good job protecting. I know he didn't drop back a lot, but they didn't do what they usually do to people.
You know, what I've seen him do, Lamar, is just move in the pocket. Yeah. And that's a tough thing to teach a quarterback because you got to have a feel. You got to have a presence mm-hmm. for that.
He's grown in that area.
And he has that presence about him in the pocket. And it's hard to learn. And I see it with college quarterbacks all the time where they don't know where they're going. They're just kind of running around. Before, he used to just run without a purpose. Now he runs and scrambles with a purpose, mm-hmm. and there's a difference.
Hey, Mike, the offensive line was a big question mark coming into the season. What are your thoughts on how they did yesterday, but are you thinking they're finally getting together and building some rapport between these five guys?
Still a question mark.
Okay.
Still going on, and it might take the entire year. But again, if you have a good defensive line, I think you can handle the Ravens and put some pressure on them. Because if you take away their running game, that takes away the play action game, that takes away the run pass option plays, and they're in trouble. You know, because and even Monken has admitted that, saying no, the running game is the key for us. We have to be able to run the football because that opens up everything, and it's very true. It hasn't changed.
And the offensive line had a good grade of A-. On the other side of the ball, not a lot of good grades, Mike. Defensive line C+, linebacker C+, secondary C. What would you like to see? What was the biggest? Thing of improvement, the greatest need of improvement on the defensive side?
One, probably the outside linebackers. Trent Simpson, I thought he had a very strong game. Malik Harrison played well. Robinson, another outside linebacker, he had 2 sacks. That's what you want to see. You want to see them get better in those areas. And I'm not saying those guys are the answers, but at least they're possibilities. Defensively, in the secondary, I saw them trying to change up coverages. And I haven't seen them do a lot of that. You know, again, and I talked about it earlier, where I saw the safeties coming up and they're taking the middle of the field and the corners are dropping back. They've never done stuff like that before. I saw some crazy stuff of 1 deep, 2 deep, mixing coverages. And instead of staying status quo, they mixed zone as far as man to man. I saw some different things. Marcus Williams coming up, playing near the line of scrimmage. I like that. Seven guys up front, dropping guys into coverage. Give them different looks, especially when you got a rookie quarterback, and they were successful in doing that Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, very successful doing it, doing anything they wanted to look like defensively, but there were some holes and gaps in that defense.
Yeah, one of the things with the defense, too, is we didn't Travis didn't play at all, right? Was that a decision for them? I saw somebody tweet out that Travis Jones didn't play, that they were a little thin on the D-line.
I thought they said Travis Jones was active for this game.
He was active, but didn't play, though. That's the if the – I forget which reporter it was that tweeted this out, but it definitely happened. I didn't see any snaps for him. Yeah, so
I don't see him on the list. I know he was active, but I don't see his name on the list. Substitutions. They usually tell you who's played and who doesn't.
They didn't have an issue with the running game of Denver at all, but
he did play. He did play. Yeah, they got him down here.
One snap or
I don't know. Just tells you that he played in the game. Just list substitutes.
Go ahead.
No, Bo Nix yesterday had the longest time in the pocket, second longest time of the week with 3.52, which is odd because the only person that had it longer than him was C.J. Stroud, and he got beaten up by the Jets. Is that, in your opinion, Mike, a deceptive stat?
No. When I watch the game, I'm just watching these guys stand back there for long periods of time and saying, okay, we've seen this before. This is the area where they have to improve, and if they can go out and get a trade and make something happen. I look at it this way. If that's the person that you think is going to get you to the Super Bowl, you make that deal.
Yeah.
You just do it. And then you worry about the consequences later. But at this point right now, if that's the guy, go get it done.
I'm assuming Travis Jones plays on – he didn't play a defensive snap. He must have played on special teams.
I don't know. They just listed down here as substitutions. Yeah. That's all.
He had zero snaps on defense. I saw Ken McCusick had it after watching film, and – there's a couple other people that have it as well.
I thought that was strange that he was playing in the game. I'm like, whoa, that's a major plus if this guy's out there.
Well, now, Jeff Zrebeck had something different to say. Am I right, Joe?
Yeah, it just said when he posted the snap counts, he said that he only dressed as an emergency. They needed a player.
Okay.
All right.
I know he's dealing with the ankle injury still, right?
Right.
But, again, I just thought that was interesting that he was active and didn't play and didn't hear anything about it.
What's the biggest thing you learned about the Baltimore Ravens after yesterday's 41-10 win?
That their history is still true of where they play down to opponents. I'd like to see that change.
Why do you think that?
I don't know.
No, I agree with you, but why do you think so?
I don't know the reason. I do not know the reason. I'd like to see that change. That when you, especially late in the season, when you're supposed to go in and beat down a team, just go in there and beat them down and get it over, because I don't want to see this team get to that point where they're up and down, up and down. You have to peak going into the postseason, and that's the goal for the Ravens. That should be their goal. And I thought they were peaking last year, and then they just went out and stunk it up in the championship game. But I thought they were the best team in the NFL a year ago at this time. So I don't know.
Biggest takeaway for you, Ed Norris?
Incredible offense right now. Defense, to me, despite the fact they only give up 10 points, still got concerns because they faced, you know, a young quarterback. You got Joe Burrow this Thursday night. That's not a young quarterback. He put up a lot of points last time you played. You had to go to overtime to beat him. It's of concern, but the offense is otherworldly. And it's all the things we predicted or hoped would happen when Derrick Henry was acquired have happened now. Now Lamar looks even better than he did. He's playing at an MVP level again. Derrick Henry's playing at an MVP level again. I just think they make each other better. And it's a very, very – these are just a different – it's a paradigm shift if you're a Ravens fan. You always think of defense, running game, defense, running game. Now you got a passing offense. You got an incredible running offense. And the defense is the only thing that's a little shaky, which is just very hard to wrap your mind around if you've been following this team for, you know, 20 years.
Yeah, it is. Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know the defense played better yesterday, but the thing I'm starting to see is that you're putting more pressure on Lamar if you don't make a move in the next 2 days to better something, or this unit starts to click at some point just by reps and we see something change drastically. But if that doesn't happen, you're going to need this offense to carry you. The good news is they can. You know, you look at it, this is it's a well-oiled machine right now, and you're going to get some other pieces back. Pick your poison. You want to stop the run? Okay, I'll get a perfect passer rating at you. You want to try to stop the pass and take away something else? Okay, we'll run the football down your throat. You pick whatever you want to do. You want to go man and have a spy? We'll run the ball down your throat again. You want to go zone? We'll flood areas and hit receivers. Mm-hmm. And it's just the offense looks so good that you just need the defense to be mediocre, and you should be making your way through the AFC. Yeah. That's my opinion.
And I'm with you, Jeremy. Hope is not a strategy. You know, if you can make the plays, or I should say if you can make the moves, make the moves. But if there's nothing out there that you can make, Ed, you can't force it.
No, you can't. And you know, because you're reliant on another team to make a deal with you. They know exactly what the Ravens' needs are. So they're going to want to, you know, they want to get the best deal they can get for their organization, unless it's the Panthers, who
have
no idea what they're doing.
Do you guys all feel that you would give up a substantial pick, let's say a first-round pick, to go get something of substance?
It better be something really good.
It better be a blockbuster for
first round.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, they don't typically do this. They don't typically give up those top picks. We've seen second-rounders.
No. Would you give up for Dexter Lawrence?
What you name your price? I don't think they're moving.
I'm not saying they're going to give. You asked them, what would I give up?
Dexter Lawrence is 2 first round picks right now. I think at a minimum,
he's a first round pick for sure.
I think he's 2.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about Max Crosby possibly being 2.
Yeah.
And I understand just pass rush from the outside, what you get in the inside, but he might be the game's best wrecker on the interior. There were 3 guys trying to block him yesterday.
Yeah.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.